right, everyone. It's the Grim Lord here, and I got a question. Are you ready for some visual novels? Because it's Grimm's Visual Novel Corner. Yeah, there's really not any, like, hentai? I mean, people come in, what do you want me to call it, Roge Corner? I don't know. At this point. Anyway, we're gonna go with the Kureal route, which probably doesn't change that much for the game, but we'll see. What are you doing over there, Kirito? Kirito was balancing herself among the waves with her arms spread wide apart. Haha, what do you think? She sported an uncharacteristically mischievous smile on her face. Hmm? Ah, another one's coming. The wave washed away the sand underneath us. This sensation of crumbling sand... This sensation of crumbling sand under your feet feels really new. Ah. Kirito gave me an innocent smile. I'd almost forgot that she had said she'd never been to the beach before. Though I had noticed it from the start, she really was a peculiar girl. Her appearance gave an impression of dignity. With her posture always straight, she made a perfect lead for something like a tea ceremony, which she also seemed to be interested in. But despite her looks, she almost always came off as kind of ditzy when she opened her mouth. But that was one of her most attractive features. You like this too, Fukugami? I don't know why her voice actor is a bit slower for some reason. But she says you like this too, Fukugami? Yeah, though I came here because there was something I wanted to talk about. Hmm? What is it? I was hoping you could tell me a bit more about your sister. Ah, okay. You'd rather not? No, it's alright. I told you that we were partners, right? I nodded. She was also like a teacher to me, since we were a bit apart in age. Unlike me, she practiced kendo since childhood and was pretty amazing at it too. Kirito's sister, Miss Serena, carried around a katana. There were too many things to be concerned about that night, so I never mentioned it, but she did have something like a long pole in her hands. Your grandfather insisted on all those precautions about keeping a gun, but a sword is just as bad as far as law is concerned, isn't it? Yes, though I think that's the least of her worries at this point. You may find it hard to believe, but she was a really gentle person before. But that fire changed everything. The fire that ruined her face and killed her lover. She suddenly began pushing radical ideas, as though having become a different person. One was that we should... kill murderers before they had the chance to do their work. It makes sense, but we aren't some sort of officially recognized group of heroes. Doing that is the fastest way of ruining your own life. Yeah. I nodded with a bitter taste in my mouth. It felt awful to think that a friend's sister was in that kind of position. My family, of course, desperately tried to stop her, but she ended up leaving home instead.
それっきりなの。この前会ったように、割と近くで暮らしてはいるようなんだけど。
I hadn't seen her since then. It looked like she lived somewhere nearby from how she sounded that night. Sis said that we're just contributing to the toll of victims by being too indecisive, but... It doesn't mean we have to sacrifice ourselves for the cause, right? Yeah, I agree. Indeed, that would have been nothing short of a sacrifice. There was no screwing around when it came to murder. A person seemed to have died in that abandoned construction site, and in a sense, that's partly our responsibility, but... You can't expect us to go that far for people we don't know. Yeah. That said, it's not just a sense of justice that's running around my sister's brain right now. I think revenge is probably the biggest culprit. She had yet to introduce me to her lover, and talked about him little, but from what I heard, they were quite far into their relationship, all things considered. Like planning for a future together. She was so happy back in those days. But then her happiness ended in a flash. And for that, she wants to get back at the world? It still doesn't justify killing people. Indeed, murder was a pretty high wall to climb over. I understood that very well when I pointed a gun at Tonosawa. Not everyone could cross that line. Actually, I've had a terrifying thought lately. About what? Remember how Grandpa said that wounds and dreams affected you mentally? Yeah, what about it? Sis has died multiple times. Maybe that was what made her this way. It really scares me when I think of that. Kirito clutched her own shoulders, as though fighting a cold. I'm sure you'll be okay. You haven't changed at all. Haha, you don't even know how I used to be. What? But you still haven't changed, have you? She nodded and added that I didn't either. Yeah. It had only been 3 months and a bit since I started talking to her, but despite that... Oh right, we've only been talking to each other since the start of the first semester. I was thinking the exact same thing. That's pretty much all I've got to say about her. We used to get along, but we barely see each other these days. That's it. It had been so long. It had been so long since I saw her before that construction site. It's not just Bodox and the Joker that I want to do something about. My sister is just as important, and I want to help her out of this if at all possible. Do you feel tired? I was thinking I'd swim a bit more. Would you like to join me? Okay, I can do that. Do you want your swim ring? No, it's okay. Let's press on. Okay. We dove into the refreshing cool waters of the blue sea. As our day winded down, I walked the three to the bus stop. Phew, I got pretty spent. Yeah. Swimming in the sea can be pretty exhausting, and your hair gets all sticky. Yeah, you weren't lying about pools being simpler. I did have lots of fun today, though. Despite looking tired, everyone nodded with a smile. Goodbye, see you tomorrow. See you. Atsune and I watched the bus drive off and made our way home. Today's long summer day was coming to an end. So, closes the curtain on our beach episode, folks. My skin got a bit sunburned after spending the whole day in the sun, so the cool evening air felt particularly pleasant. Tired? Yeah, a little, but I really enjoyed it. Me too.
Ta-da-ima.
We're back. Hello. Welcome home. Did you two enjoy yourselves? Yeah. I can tell from your face. You didn't get in trouble with anyone, did you, Shinji? What? Why do you say that? No, I mean, you must have stood out in a group of girls. Oh, no, nothing like that happened. I see. That's good. I heard that all those... I heard that all of those girls are quite pretty, though. You heard? Don't you mean Hatsune told you? I do. Are you saying that's not the case? I'm not saying that. Yeah, everyone's really pretty, and they look even better without any clothes. What? Okay, I don't know what happened there. Huh? Just what are you doing with them, Hatsune? I was just comparing our bodies when... I see, but don't forget you're still in your growth period. Was I supposed to agree or say that she was just fine as she was now? It seemed like I had to be pretty careful with those kinds of topics from now on. Tsukuda's cold got better over the next few days. Not that I cared about his well-being. But when he felt normal, his behavior pattern would return to normal too, which made it easier to observe him. That was all. I'd give up. I can't stop you, and you'll never get over it without trying at least once. Yep. Miss Miyako left for work as usual, leaving the house empty. It felt a bit weird to be home at this hour. She didn't doubt you whatsoever. I thought it was pretty obvious you were faking it. It's because of my generally good behavior.
なるほど?
I see. In fact, this is the first time I skipped school on purpose. I felt guilty for lying to and needlessly worrying my family, but... It must be the end of the world when such a perfect student starts skipping school to break into people's houses. You're exaggerating. And you can say whatever you want, but I won't change my mind. I was startled by the number of random patrol cars that were out and about, but in the end, I ended up reaching my destination without much trouble. Being at the edge of town, the area had little traffic even during the day, and that was perfect for me. But what are you planning exactly? It might look ancient and those doors are barely hanging on, but I doubt you could just kick them in. I won't do anything like that. Are you going to attempt to pick the lock then? No, I'm actually hoping to find an open window. A window? Ah. We looked up at the apartment together. There was no wind today, so the curtains didn't move, but the window looked open, kind of. I looked around to make sure there was no one around. There was no point in hesitating after coming this far. I quickly climbed up the wall of the apartment building. Oh wow, we're in his room. Well, I mean, he's not gay. Or is he hiding something? Because that appears to be a woman in a bikini. We got some books here. He's got a nice little sound system on his computer. No, those are just regular computer speakers. Two monitors, though. I think that's a game console. I'm just looking around the guy's room. Looks like, you know, some trash here and there. I contorted my face as soon as I landed onto the apartment floor. The place stank of sweat and rotting food. No wonder he wanted to keep the window open. This room is awful. Yeah, it startled me too at first. Monica finally began talking to me again. I'd already heard how the room was supposed to look, but it still surprised me. The first thing that caught my attention was a mountain of DVD cases, but that was hardly the only mess in place. Oh, those are all full of spindles of DVDs. What are you doing, Mr. Tsukuda? The only reason you would need that many is if you're doing distribution. I know this for a fact. That is crazy. There were half-eaten lunch boxes and instant ramen cups, not to mention countless rolls of used tissues lying all over the floor. You're both men, but your rooms are nothing alike. Now that I think about it, you might be a bit of a clean freak for a guy. I like to think of my place as normal. He's pretty popular in school, but I bet most students would change their mind if they saw this. A tissue box sat next to his futon. It reminded me of Monica's account of what he was doing. Ew, and those are rolled up tissues where he'd been. Ooh, God, there's one over there. Next to that, right here, next to the bottle. You guys see it right there below the computer? Dude, that shit's all the way over there. There's a trash can right there next to those two bottles. And they're probably empty. They probably need to go in the garbage. Seeing the way this guy's place looks makes me want to kind of clean my place up a little bit. I'm more of a clutter guy, though. I don't leave stuff like that. Like, yeah. I really don't. I wish I brought slippers or something. You are a clean freak. I don't think anyone would want to step on any fluids that may potentially be on the floor. Ugh! I didn't think of that. I've been a ghost for too long. I took off my shoes because it'd be too obvious if I left footprints inside, smart thinking. I don't even know where I should start. I wish I could help. But, can you look outside the window? I'll place your ribbon on the windowsill. Okay. I'll be on the lookout. Thanks. I checked all the potentially suspicious places. It took a lot of time to put things back in the exact same arrangement as I found them. Oh, that's gonna be hard. Especially how messy it is. What's this? This is weird. Hmm? What's wrong? I found a bank book. What? You shouldn't? Actually, no. You really shouldn't. On that one. Just look at this. Here. I flipped the page, pointing at something. He takes out 100,000 yen every month at the same time. Don't you think that's weird? That's a lot of fucking... Okay, 100,000 yen. So, it's not a... It's what, $10,000 every month? Wow, that's a lot. Is it? Isn't he just using that for his living expenses? His utility bills are automatically subtracted, same for the rent. His credit card is also paid directly through his bank account. What are you trying to say? Half of his living expenses are already paid for before he even withdraws the money. Then maybe it's a luxury expense? I thought that too, but as you've seen, he shuts himself in his house as soon as he comes back from work. I don't see when he could be spending that... I don't see when he could be spending that money. Yeah, that makes sense. That's a bit weird. Monica's expression was slowly changing. It's probably rude to say it, but his salary isn't the best. I don't think he should be spending 100,000 yen on top of most of his living expenses. Yeah. Thanks to that, his account was in the triple digits by the end of every month. That's weird. Yeah, I wonder if this could be evidence. Evidence of what? Of his murders. Maybe he needs to buy some sort of tools for them. He needs to afford a camera and media to burn the video on, at least. I glance at all the discs lying on the floor. That is fucking sus. Unless you are a... When I talked about distribution labels, unless you're like a band and you have a whole shitload of discs, you know, that you need to get burned. I mean, even that many. That many is like... That's what a label uses. Like, there's towers of these things. That's thousand. That's probably like almost 1,000 DVDs right there. I don't even know if they're CDs, DVDs. But whatever you're burning on that, yeah, you've got... That's distribution. That's intent to distribute. That's not... Oh, these are personal use. Police would go in there and they would find definite evidence of distribution on that. There's no way you can tell me he had just that many. Like, that much data that he had to back up. No, that's different. I mean, even smaller bands that I know, they might have one of those towers, not all four. That's just huge. And he's got a spindle here, right here next to the keyboard, and he's got a spindle there on top of that dress. So he's definitely been working with these. This was definitely suspicious. Why don't you have lunch, Shinji? Your stomach keeps rumbling. I don't have time for that. I've got to finish my search before he returns. But you looked around most of his things already. There's still something important left. I indicated the mountain of DVDs. Oh, they're DVDs, not CDs. My God. Yeah, that's... Ooh. Yeah, I mean, if you have a lot of data, because I used to back up all my old data on the DVDs, like, when we use DVDs a lot, you know, music and stuff like that, But now, like, I didn't really need them anymore because you have, like, hard drives. So if I need to put music or anime or stuff like that, I just put them on my hard drives. But my God, that's just... But again, that's for personal storage. This is distribution. You're distributing mass amounts of media if you've got that many. There's no way you can tell me otherwise. I know. Huh? Don't tell me you're planning to watch these. No, but don't you remember what the grandfather said? He keeps sending murder videos to them. But how do I take anything from this without having it collapse? You take the little plastic thing, you pull it out, you take a few discs, preferably from the ones in the back, because you might not notice those. And then after that, you put the thing back on there, and then you leave. And then you, like, show that. Do not look at that at your... All right, if you are ever in this kind of situation, do not look at this at your own house. You can already be... they can get you for just having that material. They can definitely get you for just having it. So if you have anything like that that you've gotten from somebody's house that you feel is suspicious, immediately, a lot of people say would turn it into the police. It's a really difficult situation, because then if you turn it into the police, they could say, well, how do we know it's not yours and all that other thing. So you have to immediately bring the police to this area. That way they can, you know, they'll ask you a bunch of questions. They definitely will have you, you know, question everything else and be like, do you know anything about this, blah, blah, blah. And you have to answer, no, I don't know anything. I'd heard rumors, blah, blah, blah. And they'll more or less clear you because you don't really have any connection. However, they're going to have all kinds of officers in there going through all those discs, looking through everything. And they will definitely tie him because there's no way you can't tie him. He's got almost 1,000 DVDs right there. Those are probably 100 spindles, so there's probably more than 1,000 there. That would definitely tie him to anything. I mean, there's no other reason why he would have that many. So that's a ridiculous amount of media there. I think he was watching the video on his computer. He had a... He had a mouse in one of his hands. He must be using the TV as a secondary display. I guess I should boot it up. I pushed the power button and the computer turned on. Without asking for a password or anything, it went straight to the desktop. I double-clicked the drive icon and Media Play opened. The DVD drive World Life. I clicked my tongue. It was porn. Of course it was porn. Huh? This is... Eh? This is the same video that I saw when I first came in here. I wonder if he was watching the same thing this whole time. It was possible that one of my friends was on it. I hurriedly turned back to the TV. What? No way! Shinji, did you know him after all? I paused the video and tried to collect myself. How could this be? I resumed the video again. Realizing there was no sound, I pulled the headphone cable out of the PC. Monica looked away, disgusted. A weird sound that was neither a laugh nor a cry escaped the TV. It does sound like him. Here was evidence that not even the police knew, something I got from the victims themselves. The characteristic laugh of the culprit. The younger-looking Tsukuda on TV kept thrusting his hips. It looked disgusting, and not because they were both men. I guess the calendar is just kind of, what is that? Where somebody has to deflect from the fact that they're gay or something? I don't know. The boy underneath him had turned his face away in pain, but I recognized him instantly. Sukuna stopped moving after a loud cry. He fell over the boy, breathing raggedly. I haven't watched this far. Sukuna began sticking his tongue into the boy's ear. He seemed to be quite obsessed with it as it continued for a while. I paused the video. The room fell almost deathly silent. He seems to have something for ears. Oh! I really find it hard to doubt it anymore. Yeah, but wait, what about the proof you were looking for? Right, I could convince myself as much as I wanted, but it would all be for nothing if I couldn't find tangible evidence that I could bring to the police. I guess he was going to bring it to the police, but again, you have to be very careful about that. I don't know how it is in Japan, but I know they're like, is this your, like, no, I'm bringing it to you. Well, we have to make sure, you know how cops are. I wasn't planning to take care of the situation myself like Serena. That monster deserved to be punished by the law for all of his transgressions. I'll look for it. There has to be at least one murder video among these. I began playing them one after another. I clicked my tongue again. All of them seemed to be his homemade sex videos. Shinji, I think you should start thinking about leaving. Yeah, I was gonna say so too. He's been there a while. Huh, there's still time. Don't you need time to put it all back like it was? I can't help you in this state. It's alright, I'll leave it like this. What? He'll realize someone was in his room. It's not like he has my fingerprints on file. He won't know it was me. Besides, this is something he'd obviously like to hide from public, so the knowledge of someone having broken in and seen those videos might mess with his mind in a good way. That's a risk! You're scaring me, Shinji. Are you angry or something? Yeah, you bet I am. Why? I didn't answer and returned to checking the videos. Monika regarded me for a while, then turned to the TV. His partner is different in all of those. I don't think a person like Sukuna should have much trouble finding someone for a proper relationship, but not to mention all of them look like they don't like what's going on one bit. Yeah, it doesn't look like paid service either. It's more like rape. The savagery of what I was looking at spread across my body as I finally put it to words. I wonder where this is. I think it's Asunaro Academy. That's where Sukuna used to be. Asunaro Academy? Huh? Speaking of which, how old is he anyway? Is there something wrong with his age? No, it's just you can only be in there until you're 18 years old. So if he was over 18, his position there might have been... I never cared about teacher ages, but I could probably find out from school itself. I let out a tired breath. I failed to find any proof in the end. The summons beginning to set outside the window. It'd be bad if I didn't leave soon. Come in, the door's not locked. Ah, I knew it was you. You knew? We don't have any customers, so standing upside down is about all I can do to kill time. Huh. Ouch. Hide tumbled down onto the floor as usual. Want some coffee? No, I'm good. Then I'll make some for myself. Hide moved to the kitchen and lit the stove. What about a sweet roll? No thanks. Hide took a bite out of the sweet roll he took out of his pocket while waiting for the water to boil. Munch, munch. You really like sweet rolls, don't you? It was hard to get my hands on one in the past. Hide returned with a half-eaten sweet roll and a cup in his hands. You can't have a proper sweet roll without coffee. Really? I thought most people ate them with green tea. I wish we had some. It's more expensive than instant coffee. Haha. It probably was nothing to laugh about, but then again, they managed to keep the lights on, so they were probably alright, financially. Or so it looked, at least. What's wrong? There's something I wanted to ask you about Tsukuda. Tsukuda? You mean that Tsukuda? I nodded. Even Hide seemed to be somewhat taken by a surprise. By surprise. There's no need to put the A there. Did something happen in school? Yeah, I guess you could say that. Well, so what about him? Yeah. I came to Hide because there was no way I could sit still, but now that I was here, I realized that there was no way I could explain what it was that I did and saw. I'm sorry, it's really nothing. If you say so. Hide nodded, evidently without any inclination to pursue the subject. I thought he caused some uproar again. What do you mean? Ah, he caused some trouble when we were in Asunaro Academy. I feel like I understand why you're so obsessed with heroes and justice. I shook my head. I think I'll be on my way. Okay, see you.
じゃあね.
In other words, Hidenori is probably one of the victims. To your seats, everyone. I'll be taking the attendance. You don't look too well today. Are you still sick? I guess. Tsukuda was usually energetic and friendly, which was probably why his current behavior stood out. After homeroom was over, Tsukuda walked out of the classroom with his shoulders slumped. He looked quite obviously pale. Wow, it looks like you terrified him. That will teach him to lock his house properly. Though I guess you don't normally think there's someone prowling around looking for an opportunity to go through your stuff. I feel like I should scare him some more. Maybe I should send him a fake blackmail letter. I'm just kidding. I don't have time for that kind of thing. Time? Are you trying to do something? Just one thing. I want to dive into his dreams. But Mahoro already tried that. I asked Shizumiya to look for information, but I won't show any mercy. Yeah, I guess there's no reason to hold back against a rapist. I caught a random female classmate and asked her about Tsukuda's age. I'm not sure if I remember. I think he was around his 30s, another girl answered. 30s? I see. I didn't know. Yeah, I think he's past 30 already, but he doesn't look like that at all. I returned to my seat. But if he was in his 30s, it'd be consistent with my theory. He could probably use his position and authority to solicit sexual favors. The staff in that kind of facility was far more influential than teachers in a normal school. I met with Shizumiya after school. Huh? You want to go alone? That's a bit... I beg you, Shizumiya. You don't need to refer to me by my last name. But I already dove in Mr. Tsukuda once, and I didn't find anything. I quite strongly suspect he might be the Joker. I repeated my suspicions, hiding my... I repeated my suspicions, hiding my true motive. But then, wouldn't it be better for all three of you to go? That's not all. I don't want to tell this to anyone, but... Tsukuda is a sexual predator. Huh? Sexual predator? Yes. Shizumiya seemed at a loss for words. I wanted to investigate that for starters, which is not really Sakura Nomori Dreamer's field. Do you have any proof? Yes, though I can't give you the details. Shizumiya fell into thought for a few moments, then slowly nodded. Alright, I know you wouldn't lie, so I'll trust you on this. Thank you, Shizumiya. But what should we do about the location? Alright. Alright. We couldn't just use Kirito's house without her knowledge. How about my house? It'd be just the two of us, though. I don't mind that. Alright, let's do that. I can turn... I can't turn a blind eye now that I know he's that kind of person. But just as a... But just as a reminder, though, I'm sure you haven't forgotten. It's a lot more dangerous to dive alone. Are you sure you want to do it despite that? I nodded. I understand. Can you hear me? Yes. I began moving right away. It felt kind of weird to be in a dream all on my own. Where did you find Tsukuda last time? In the school. I think he should be there this time as well. Got it. Try the teacher's room. Roger. Oh, what's up, Fukugami? Tsukuda was all smiles, obviously happy to see me. There's something I'd like to ask you. Oh, what is it? Shoot, I can give you private lessons if you so wish, ha ha ha. Yatsuka Hidenori. Oh, shit. Have you heard of that name before? I'm not sure. Is he a graduate? Many students come and go every year, so... He's a graduate, all right. I see. Then I don't think I can remember him. Not of our school, but the one you worked previously, Asanaro Academy. Tsukuda's expression grew tense and sharp as I mentioned that name. His laid-back, friendly instructor image started to disappear. The heck are you trying to say? His tone got rougher, too. But I went along with that. Do I need to spell it out? There's no way that could have been done with his consent. I'm the one who broke into your house. What? You... He looked pale in the morning, but now he was deep red from anger. You use your position as staff to abuse the children. Isn't that so? What do you want? What do you want? Money? I don't have any. I know. Where are you putting those 100,000 yen every month anyway? You know about that? Why does it even matter to you? Well, fine. I can ask about that later. What? You raped these kids, didn't you? Answer me! What are you to Hidenori? Are you dating? How many times did you do it with him? His sudden retort left me speechless. Noticing my hesitation, his lips curled into a grin. You've got good grades and your behavior is impeccable too, so let me warn you. Huh? You should be more careful about who you pick for a lover. What are you talking about? That half-wit trash should go and die in a gutter. Or rather, I should have killed him myself. He's a madman that's only good for ass-fucking. What are you doing? I'm a teacher. Have you heard of the Joker? The Joker? What's that? You're sending videos to Kirito Kureha's house, aren't you? I bet that's where your money is going. What are you talking about? Whatever, I don't even need an answer from you. As for your question, we're friends. And I don't take it well when someone talks shit about my friends. It didn't sound like she was expecting I'd go this far. He didn't exactly incriminate himself as a Joker, but I'm sure it's him, so I've got to go to the core. I'm sorry for showing you this, Shizumiya. I looked down at Tsukuda. He seemed to have passed out. The gates of the core appeared once you had incapacitated your opponent. Oh, wow. So you don't actually just have to defeat him. You can also just knock him the fuck out. And Tsukuda was no exception. What the hell? My steps grew more and more uncertain till I pretty much stumbled into the center. All the strength vacated my body. There were no Bodoks there. Just Tsukuda's soul. Why? It wasn't him. That's the only explanation, but... No, I knew he wasn't the Joker. I see, so he wasn't the Joker after all. But Monica's body remained, which meant her murderer wasn't possessed. No, it was no use making excuses at this point. It was definitely the Joker that killed Monica. And we have more than enough proof that he was possessed by a red Bodok. I understood what this meant, but I still circled Tsukuda's core, hopelessly expecting to find something to satiate my frustration. It was Tsukuda. I was sure Tsukuda was the man we were looking for. Why? Why did it have to be like this? Shouldn't you go back already? I feel this is a bad place to stay for long. Who's the Joker then? Who killed you? I felt like my heart might burst at any moment. Since that day, all I can think about was revenge. And I believed it was at an arm's reach for me just now. But it slipped through the gaps between my fingers and disappeared. There's no point to stay here any longer. My eyes wandered to the deeper end of the cave. The core used to always be our destination until now, but the road continued further inside. Just where did it lead? Shinji, where are you going? Shinji, you're going the wrong way. Shinji, can you hear me? A gloomy darkness surrounded the core, but the road ahead seemed full of light. A warm light that beckoned me inside. Where did it lead? Shinji, you can't go there. That's... Oh, wow. We just finished the whole chapter. Shizumiya was already gone by the time I woke up. Did she go home? I heard a voice from outside and opened the window. Good morning. Morning. Shinji, would you like to go on a date this Sunday? Huh? A date? Why are you giving me that surprised look? No. I mean, it's not like we have anything more... It's not like we have anything more important to do, do we? I mean, it's not like we have anything more... Okay. Monica pulled back into her room without waiting for a reply. Good morning. Good morning.
Ohayo.
Good morning. Oh, you looked a bit red today, Shinji. Do you think you might have a fever? No. Shinji, what's wrong? No, it's nothing. I stared at the neighboring house for a while, but Monica didn't come out, even though it was already time to leave for school. Well, whatever. It's nothing. Let's go. Okay. See you around.
Bye bye.
Hey. Good morning. I had a weird feeling that I forgot to greet someone when I sat down on my seat. Stan, bow. I'll be taking the attendance then. Aizawa. Yep. Iguchi. Here.
Tono.
Here.
Hi.
Tono. That's it. That's it for the homeroom. Do you have a question for Kagami? Eh? No, I mean, you were kind of staring at me. No, it's nothing. Maybe I was. Why was I looking at him so intently anyway? Ah, I died again. Jeez, you're so weak. You don't know how to play anymore. Yeah, I haven't played this in a long time. Why? I didn't have time. Really? Why? Did you find a part-time job or something? No, I was just busy with something. Huh? After getting back home, I randomly wandered to the beach and found Monica there. Being off-season, people avoided the rather cold ocean breeze. It made me feel even colder to see her standing there all alone. What are you doing here, Monica? Nothing really. It can't be good for your health to stand in such strong winds. Oh, you say nice things sometimes. That's just common sense. Did you skip today? Huh? Skip what? School. You didn't come out of your house. I did go. Really? If that's the case, then okay, I guess. Do you want to go somewhere on Sunday? Yeah. How about cycling, she says. That's a good idea. The word date had been stuck into my skull since I first heard it. But Monica didn't seem bothered at all. I still couldn't quite put it into words, though. See you. Yeah. We split after a simple greeting, though we usually avoided phrases like see you tomorrow. Since we could see each other at any time anyway. Our houses stood next to each other, and even our rooms happened to face each other. I've been hanging out with Monica like it was the most natural thing in the world since I was born. It was simply assumed that she would always be next door. You could say she was like air to me. It was so natural for her to be there by my side, I barely thought of her. It'd be very bad news if she suddenly disappeared. Monica was just that kind of existence to me. What is this? These thoughts are kind of strange. I couldn't get my act together today. Miss Miyako liked the news, so that's what we usually watched when we ate. That was what played on the TV right now, too. A suicide bombing. I can't believe there are places in the world where things like that happen. We're really lucky. Sakura-nomori is so peaceful. You sound awfully solemn. Haha, maybe I exaggerated a little. But it's true that Sakura-nomori is a fantastic city. It has all the conveniences of modernity, plenty of nature, and almost no crime to top it off. I hope it'll remain like this forever. Yeah. We met up again after dinner. This was usually our time for small talk, but she looked oddly stiff today. Is something wrong, Monica? She hesitated a little, then continued. If I happen to go somewhere far away, what would you do? What's this supposed to mean? Are you planning to move somewhere? I said it was just hypothetical. It came out of nowhere, though. Monica smiled as I thought about my answer. Is it really so out of nowhere, though? You never know what might happen tomorrow. It felt like I'd heard that somewhere before. But where? Shinji, I don't think we decided on a place for our Sunday cycling. Yeah. Monica changed the subject before I could answer. Where would you like to go? Mibuki... Mibukiyama could be cool. We haven't been there for a while. I'm fine with anything. Then it's decided. Monica closed the window. Right, if memory served, her house was a rental. It wasn't something that I ever gave serious consideration before, but that kind of thought floated to my consciousness for some reason. Do you have time today, Shinji? We're going shopping at the department store. Monica and I are going cycling today. Oh, a date? That's nice. We're just gonna be cycling. You could let Hatsune join you from time to time. Or would it be too hard if you aren't athletic enough? Anyone can ride a bike. Then... But I wouldn't want to bother them. No one thinks of you as a bother. Or do you, Shinji? Of course not. I made sure to state it with conviction, but Hatsune just gave me a lonely smile. Good morning. Morning. Alright. Let's go. Just don't leave me behind. Eh? Hmm? No. That didn't sound like something a rival should have said. I spotted Hide on our way. Wait. Let me say hi. Who's that? Hide. Ah, your older friend. He noticed me as soon as I... Well, he noticed me as soon as I approached. Hello, are you going somewhere? Yeah, I'm cycling to Mibukiyama. What about you, Hide? Are you working? Ah, not really, I mean. I don't even have a job. Huh? I thought that... Hmm? I must have misremembered something. I'm a jobless good for nothing. I'm free from stress. But I've got nothing to do either. Ahaha. Maybe I should go to the park and climb some trees or something. You can find something you like to do. There's no place that'd hire a half-wit like me. Monica stood some distance away from me. I never introduced her. It was a bit embarrassing. Anyway, I think I'll be on my way. Okay, see you. Well, yeah, I can do that. We got it. Your legs hurt when you went up the hill, but the worst part was the breathing. At first we could still talk, but soon enough our words gave way for grunts and gasps for air. Why was I doing something this excruciating? I couldn't help but question myself. Riding a bike uphill is a fucking nightmare. I've done it. It's crazy as hell. There was a sense of achievement when you've reached the top, and few things beat the thrill of going downhill later. But this had a certain indescribable charm that not even those... Okay, were enough to explain. Finish! I won! I thought she'd be frustrated, but when I looked at her, she actually smiled. Jeez, you're such a kid. What do you mean? What's even the point in beating a girl? Our bodies are different to begin with. Well, she's right about that. I guess that's true. It caught me a bit off guard, as this was the first time she said something like this. Wait, what? Really? But I always thought of you as a rival. Then it's about time to end that kind of thinking. What? Don't look at me like a lonely puppy. I'm not! Everything changes. Nothing remains the same. But that's how new things start. What's about to start? That depends on you. Oh, sorry. We went deeper and deeper into the woods, pushing our bikes with our hands. A clear water swamp slumbered on the other end of this road. That was our secret place. I've never seen a single person here besides us. Yeah. There's even a road leading here, so I wouldn't be surprised to see a hiker or two, but I wonder if it's not on any maps or something. No, it's on hiking maps. I checked. Oh, disappointed? Yeah, I thought that maybe we're the only ones that knew about it. Huh? Haha, it made for quite a special secret place, all right. What's that supposed to mean? Got a problem with something I said? And as we so fought, the road opened up and the swamp appeared before our eyes. We were calling it a swamp, but the water was crystal clear. It was so clean that there weren't even any fish inside. I really find it hard to believe. Believe what? Monica turned her gaze from swamp to me. Then no one's here. It's on the map, yet it looks almost like we're the only ones that know about it. Yeah. It'd be nice if it were the case. If that were the case. What do you mean? It'd be our special secret place. You just laughed at me when I said that. I was just embarrassed. Madoka's face felt so bright I had trouble looking away from it. It may have just been just sun reflecting off the water, but this was the first time I looked at the face of my childhood friend for so long. What is there to be embarrassed about? Though I didn't feel it, my voice ended up sounding kind of upset. Ah, I really was such a kid. It's because I'm a girl. I'm starting to get cold now that we stopped. Where's your windbreaker? I forgot it at home. Again? I took mine off and put on her shoulders. How gentlemanly. I'm taking it back once we're down. And now use something in between. What's that supposed to mean? Monica picked up a rock and threw it against the water. It was a good angle. Oof. It bounced 3 times. Oh, you actually learned how to do it? Why don't you try? Okay, we can see you can do it better. This is one of our favorite games. A small swamp like this sported no waves, so you can see the rock's trajectory very well. Huff. Three, 2, 3, 4, 5. At first I felt proud, but I was soon overtaken by a weird sensation that averted my eyes. Whoops, hold on, did we miss something? No. Monica followed the path of the rock with a neutral expression. She finally turned to me. Do you love me? That came out of nowhere. I could tell from her eyes that she wasn't just fooling around. So I answered with due sincerity. Yeah, I do. It came out a bit awkward, but Monica regarded me with gentle eyes nonetheless. I see. I'm glad. I love you too. My heart skipped a beat. We looked at each other's eyes. It was a face I'd watched for almost as long as I was alive, yet it felt so beautiful now. Then, can you kiss me? I gulped and placed my hands on her shoulders. Close your eyes. I checked the distance and trajectory to make sure my first attempt at this kind of thing didn't turn into the punchline of a joke, then closed my own eyes. And slowly drew my face to hers. Shinji's room wasn't exactly small, but it was hard to find a spot to sit when there were this many people. Not that anyone was actually trying to sit. They all stood right beside him, beside the young man that kept on sleeping without waking up. I should have refused. I never thought something like this would happen. Man. This is what he himself wanted. You shouldn't blame yourself. I believe in him. There's no way he won't find a way back. Yeah. Miss Miyako looked confused. Monica listened in on their conversation, so she knew that she never treated Sakura and Amori dreamers seriously. He's not waking up. That's exactly how it was with Hatsune some time ago. It didn't take too long for her to wake up by herself back then. But now, she glanced at the clock. Classes had already started by now. You seem to know something. The Sakura no Mori Dreamers, Mom. I know. And with that, folks, we're going to be done with Grimm's Visual Novel Corner. We learned a lot, and we're getting to the very end of this. I hope you guys enjoyed it. And for now, this is the Grimm Lord, and I am out of here. See you guys later.